At the sound of the tone, it will be 1930 UTC. Yes, welcome. 1930 UTC. It's always fun. Why? Because 1930 UTC is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And my back hurts. Yes, it's true. Actually, my back started doing its thing a little bit last night. And then I went to sleep, and when I woke up this morning, it was weird enough that I thought, uh-oh. So I put the back brace on. So now I'm walking around in my house wearing a back brace. And that's not super fun. And I wanted to go outside today. It's about 15 or 16 degrees Celsius, a little over 50 degrees Fahrenheit. But can we actually go outside? I don't know. Let's ask the computer. Computer! Can I go outside today? Whoa, the computer's slowing down. It must be messed up. Do I need to upgrade the operating system? That sounds like it's speeding back up.
No, you can't go outside.
No, we can't go outside today. Why? Because it's windy. I might go outside later just to get some exercise. Ugh, my back is killing me. But I can hear the wind roaring inside my house. I'm just sitting around in my house and rah, rah, rah. We can hear lots of crazy wind. That's no fun. Yeah, so I'm just sitting around trying not to aggravate my back, but there's nothing I can do. Every time I stand up or move, I feel this quick, ow, that's painful. And it's making my hip numb. And if I try to take a step like this, ow, it's super painful. But yeah, enough about this. Let's see if we can move kind of slowly. And go find my tea. And then we're gonna open some mail, because I got something in the mail today. A regular letter. It wasn't actually any type of business communication, and it wasn't any advertising agency trying to send me coupons. Actual real live mail here. So I grab the mail and my tea. We'll walk back out of this room and we'll go sit down in the living room. Sit down very carefully. Yeah, this isn't that fun. Yeah, and then here's the worst part. You know, this brace squeezes me then and it messes with my guts a little bit. So am I going to have gut problems today? Who knows? It could happen. Okay, we got everything set up. We're ready. Now I just got to figure out how to sit down here. Yeah, I'm going to go sideways. Yeah, that's... This is not super great. It could be worse. It could definitely be worse. But it could also be better. Regardless. It's time to drink some tea. Oh, and it's delicious. Oh, and somebody just stepped on my toes as she's walking over into the bathroom. Okay, see you later. There goes the kitty. Oh, I got some good tea going today. Very into it. All right. So here's this letter I have in my hot little hands. It's got this great stamp on it. Foil embossed U.S. postage. Gold foil. Transcontinental Railroad. Forever stamp. And what is this train that's on her? Oh, this engine. Presumably it's a Jupiter. It looks pretty cool. And this letter is from Becky and Linda. And I have a feeling I know what this is about without even opening it up. But the cool thing about the return address is they have a cool return address sticker. It's big, oversized, and it's this... Is it a painting? It's this little scene of an old house next to a river. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. But I'm enjoying this stamp a lot, too. Wait a minute. There's some action going on in the bathroom. Do we need to be paying attention to this? Are we going to get some kitty sounds? Some wacky kitty cat noises? Well, I'm going to continue to stall here. The cat's maneuvering in her litter box. Don't know what's going on exactly, but it seems to be taking a little bit longer than usual. Is she getting out? Is she just working the edge? Don't know what's going on here. And she's out, and she's hiding behind the door, thinking that she's going to sneak up on me. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Anyway, if you're thinking, hey, Tobe, this letter you got must be railroad-related or train-related. Yes, that is what is the case here. These people are friends of my parents. They run in the same traditional music circles as my parents. Oh, now the cat's going crazy. She's looking out the window, having fun. They run in the same traditional music circles as my parents. And at one point in time, they decided they needed a garden railway. So they... Ow, my back. So they asked my dad about some stuff, and sure enough, they built a cool a cool garden railway in their backyard. And so regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee might remember about a month or so ago, I was telling a story about how me and my dad were driving around, and he said, oh, we need to stop here in the store. I need to buy a multimeter. And I said, oh, no, do not buy any multimeters. I have more than I know what to do with, literally. I literally have more than 20 multimeters that I have no use for. They are literally just sitting in their packages in a drawer in my basement. So I grabbed a couple of these multimeters and a package of screwdrivers and some other parts, including some tools, including a flashlight and some other stuff. I don't even remember what all I just gave them, but yeah, I ended up, they needed a multimeter for their train stuff. They had a locomotive that was down or something. And when I said, no, don't buy one, my dad's like, oh, it's for Becky and Linda. And I said, yeah, no problem. I got plenty, and so I'm hoping that they fixed whatever the problem was that they needed a multimeter for, which was something to do with an old locomotive, if I remember my dad telling me. Well, anyway, here we are. It's time to actually open the letter and see what they say. And we're going to do that right after I drink this tea. Oh, it's so good. Maybe I'm not drinking enough tea, and that's why my back hurts. Okay, so we get the letter opener, which looks strangely like a utility knife. Sounds like one, too. I think we just clipped thanks to that. And so, open the letter. close the knife. And what do we got in here? It's hard to open one-handed. Oh, it's a card. It's a card with a teddy bear on it. It's a card with a teddy bear on it that has a butterfly on its nose, and it says, "Thank you kindly." We'll open it up. I cannot open this one-handed. Much difficulty today. Much, much difficulty. And it reads, "Tobe, it was appreciated muchly. Thanks for the tools and the voltmeter. Yay! We will make good use of all. Come see our train sometime, Becky and Linda. Yay! Down in Crete." Crete. Yeah, I know where Crete is. Cool. All right, so they're getting their trains in order, although it's getting to be winter time. I'm going to put this card back in the envelope and put it right here for now, and I'll move that later because I don't feel like getting up right now. Right, so I need to make it down to Crete at some point in time. Crete is this funny little town. Oh, it's kind of between here and Lincoln. Well, sort of. Not really. Now that I think about it, no. You actually kind of... To get to Crete, you drive away from Lincoln. Anyway, it's a place in Nebraska. And the reason that everybody in Omaha knows Crete is that back in the old days, there used to be a... What did they sell? Flooring? There's like a linoleum store down in Crete. Wannex. And they used to advertise, and that was their sort of catchphrase. Wannex of Crete. Wannex of Crete. Wannex of Crete. And if you say that to anybody else, it's like, are you speaking English? Wannex of Crete? Wannex of Crete. Still a phrase I love to say. Wannex of Crete. Wannex of Crete. And good tea today. I was kind of thinking about doing something today. I had this idea. And I would do this with my other guitar. I'm getting ahead of myself. I can't think. My back is starting to... Anyway. I've been playing a little bit of the old sit... Can't even talk today. The fruitcake tin. That's fun. I was doing that a little bit last night, and I thought, you know what you could do? Is you could tune some of this other stuff. You could use the travel guitar or the new baritone guitar as a tambour of some kind. And you know what you could do, Tobe? You could actually record some kind of music or something. And have I actually gone about doing that? Yeah, no. I gotta retune my... I was gonna mess with this last night, but my travel guitar is out of tune. I need to tune that back to, you know, the D power chord, or double D dad. Double dad. That's a good name for that tuning. But I was also thinking about tuning my new baritone guitar down to open D, which would give me a major third. And I thought, oh, that would be cool. I could play that, and then I could play my fruitcake sitar tin thingy, and then no. Because I don't like to play in major keys. I do not like to play the major scale on the fruitcake tin. So, I don't know. Maybe my idea for that is not that good of an idea after all. Anyway, I guess we could actually do this now. I don't know. I don't know if I can. I'm a little... I don't know. My back is irritating me enough that I don't know if I want to do anything today. My sinuses are getting a little wacky. And the cat's still a little bit excited because of the wind. The wind blows. The cat doesn't know what the sound is. She looks outside and there's branches and leaves flying around and doing stuff. And she thinks it's cool. And yay, oh, we can do kitty business. Ow, I just reached for the tea and I think I aggravated my back more. That can't be good. That can't be good. But this tea is good. Oh, I do love drinking tea. I really do. Oh, I don't know. What the hell? Maybe we could give this a shot here. Hold on a second. How do we do this? Metronome's messing me up. I don't think I can do this today. I can't sit like this. I gotta grab all this crap. I can't sit and play like this. It's way too much. So let's just not do this. Yeah, I think what this means is today's gonna be suffer day. We get to sit around and do absolutely nothing. Maybe I'll watch some more of that Chinese soap opera I like. Looks like it's going to be 2 seasons long. And I've sort of lost interest in it because it's so slow and it's so, you know, it's very soap opera. So I don't know. What do we need to do? Do we need to go to a musical interlude here?
That's where we do things to each other.
Might as well get in a little bit of sampling weirdness going too while we're at it. What does anybody feel like listening to today? I don't know what I even feel like listening to. Well... Maybe we need some Luna Lee. We haven't listened to Luna Lee in a couple of days. What has she got going these days? What's happening? How do I work this? Yeah, now I can hear my cat yanging.
Thank you.
also great Luna Lee playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps by, you know, some dead beetle or something. Did somebody step on a bug? Did somebody step on a beetle? Oh, Luna Lee, I love you. Would you please move from wherever you're living to my neighborhood? In fact, I think that house up the street is for sale. Please come to where I live and be in my new band. You will be the featured performer. Should I start a band? Am I just all a bunch of wishful thinking on my part? Am I ever going to be able to have a band again? Am I ever going to be able to play music again? I kind of doubt it, but, you know, it could happen. Hey, you know what else? We're going to do this one, too, because lately I've had Paint It Black by the Stones stuck in my head a lot lately, and the other night when I went to the grocery store, I actually heard it on the radio, so now we're going to have to listen to Luna Lee, Paint It Black. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the same thing I'm thinking, which is, hey, Luna, do give me shelter. Yeah. Which, you know, would be cool. Oh, maybe I'll look for it later. As for me, I think I need to get into the bathtub. It's time for me to do therapy bath time because my back is just starting to kill me. So I should probably also tell you that you've been listening to the dubious Oh My God, My Back Is Killing Me Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. What?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.